Let's move on. Egypt is stepping up security along its maritime border with the Gaza Strip. Egyptian authorities say the plan is aimed at preventing Gazans from transferring supplies by sea. The Gaza Strip, with over 1.5 million residents, has been under an Israeli siege for nearly 3 years now. Cairo has cooperated with Tel Aviv in tightening the blockade by closing its Rafah border crossing into the territory. It is also constructing a separation wall along its land border with Gaza. Cairo says it wants to end what it calls smuggling through underground tunnels there. Tunnels are the only way for the besieged Gazans to carry food and fuel supplies. OK, let's bring in Asad Abu-Shareikh, a political analyst, joining us on the phone from Gaza. Well, those who are angry with Egypt's action in the Gaza Strip will be furious if they thought it couldn't get any worse. Now we have maritime security as well. What's behind the Egyptian actions?
I think Egypt is under American and Israeli pressure to, you know, to build this steel wall and to do what she is doing along the border with the Palestinians. So we hope that the Egyptians are not going to do that and to dismantle the steel wall and to open wide the borders between Gaza and Egypt, because the situation in the Gaza Strip is deteriorating. Otherwise, we will be besieged by the Israelis and then by the Egyptians, and then the medical situation, the social situation, economic situation, political situation, human situation will be deteriorating, and then we'll witness a catastrophe in the Gaza Strip. So this is totally against the Palestinian people, and Egypt is doing that under American and Israeli pressure, and we hope that Egypt will hold back and will not listen to the Americans and to the Israelis, simply because along the Palestinian-Egyptian border, there are the same families, the same Palestinian and Egyptian families. They are, you can see that the same family is divided alongside, on either side of the border between the Egyptians and the Palestinians. So this is going to cause a havoc to the Palestinian people and to cause more problems and more suffering.
Yeah, I just want to come in here. I mean, how do you think this is affecting the politics? Because, of course, Egypt is the broker between Fatah and Hamas in getting a reconciliation deal, and Egypt has seen very pivotal in Middle East peace. I mean, is that reputation now just becoming untenable? I mean, is there any point of getting Fatah and Hamas around the table with Hosni Mubarak when Hosni Mubarak is literally closing off the Gaza Strip?
Yeah, I think this is not going, if Egypt is going to close totally and tightly its border with the Gaza Strip, and then this is not going to help the role of Egypt as broker between Fatah and Hamas and between Gaza and Ramallah, and then Egypt should take the same distance between the two parties in order to be an honest broker between them, in order to bring peace and Palestinian reconciliation. And in the first place, there shouldn't be closed borders between Palestine and Egypt, because these are these borders do not serve the interests neither of the Egyptian people nor of the Palestinian people.
Okay, I'd like to thank you for your comments there. Asad Abu-Shareikh joining us on the phone from inside the Gaza Strip.